joined by Grizzlies head coach Dana Lattery after a three-game homestand that sees you get two out of the three in the win column here. You had just seven wins all of last season in home games, so to be able to get off to a good start like this with your first homestand of the year, just you know, how much confidence can this give your team here going forward?
It's always nice to win, and it's always not nice to lose. You know, we're looking at more of the process of how we're playing games. You know, I think Tuesday was one of our better games. We didn't come out with a win and just go back to work on Wednesday, getting prepared for tonight. And, you know, guys came out and executed as a team again. And, you know, that's key. We got rewarded, so that's nice. And, you know, it ends at midnight tonight, and we get back to work tomorrow and start thinking about our next game and keep the process going.
Again, though, to be able to win here when you have the chance to on home ice, you know, just how much do you want to have home ice be an important factor for your team here this season?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, with our fans and the stuff that Lyle does upstairs to make that entertainment awesome and a place that we love to play and hopefully other teams don't like to come here, you know, we have to build off that energy, and that's very important is the home ice advantage is a slogan for a reason. So, you know, definitely nice to get a couple wins at home, and hopefully we can build off that.
The Crusaders obviously have a lot of weapons, had, you know, a real great season last year. They have a lot of the same kind of, you know, explosive offensive players tonight, and you wind up having a rookie goaltender have to face them. What did you think about the job that Andrew Henderson did in his first AJHL start?
Yeah, it was good. You know, Andy's, you know, makes a save, and that's what we asked him to do, and that's, you know, what a goalie needs to do, and he was very calm. You know, the first period, obviously, it was new. He's only played two half periods in exhibition to start this. You know, he tripped the one time going out to play the puck, and just nerves, and the guys were good in front of him. You know, he got shots that he could see, and that slowly got him into the game, and then he made some big saves for us, and, you know, really pleased with his play out there today.
What do you think, you know, it says about his makeup when, you know, right away he has a tough two-on-one chance and they score on their first shot, that he's able to, you know, stay in the game and wind up making 27 saves for you here and you know, lock the things down in the third period to protect that lead?
Yeah, it's key in a goaltender is the mental stability. It's, you know, obviously I wouldn't want that job, and I don't even know how they do it, but that's, you know, something that we knew when we recruited him was he was very just even keel, and he had that ability to just shrug it off, and you know, he showed us that tonight. It was, we almost get a couple goals and they go down, and the first shot on net, his first, you know, regular season game, and it's in the back of the net, and he bounced back, and the team bounced back, and we just, you know, we just kept going. We went and tied the game, and, you know, gave him that confidence that we're not going to leave him hang out to dry in the back there.
Your six defensemen here tonight, I thought, all had some nice moments, and obviously the kind of revamped defense corps this season. You got some young guys back there. You've had Braden Barker, who's been pretty, you know, as a returning player, pretty stable here the first four games of the year. But I thought there was a lot of shine on the newcomers there tonight. What did you think about your defense corps?
Yeah, they played well. You know, we're just trying to get them to move the pucks, you know, tape to tape, and not just throw it away. And he worked on that a lot in practice, and they did it, and they broke out as a group and not just one individual. And, you know, D didn't try too much, and it's just simple hockey, and they bought in and they had success, and they, you know, they looked good doing it.
The third period, they were obviously a part of it, and you know, a lot of good pinches there to keep things going. But as you protected that lead that the Tyr Thompson goal gave you, what did you think about the way that you guys shut down the third period and for good portions of it cut off the Crusaders at center ice?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to make up here is D first. I know the offense is there in the dressing room, and you know, it came through tonight, and it's going to come through more often than not, and we try to build our offense from the D zone out is always be ready in the D zone for a chance to go on offense, but yet we don't cheat. And at the end of the day, you know, taking pride in only giving up 30 shots, and you know, they had four power plays, you know, probably they got 10 shots on those power plays. So, you know, that's things, the small things we take pride in, you know, and the guys did that tonight, and they were rewarded.